It's interesting thinking about who you would trust with someone and something precious to you. We like to hold things to ourselves and it's hard to let go. I have a little, it's not really a quiz, it's just a few questions for you to think about. About which of these would you put your trust in for certain situations? So which of these would you put your trust in if you had to cross the sea? Okay, if you had to cross the sea, which of these would you put your trust in? A blow-up dinghy. B, a boat with the inscription Titanic on it. C, a yacht captained by Ellen MacArthur. Okay. So, anyone for a blow-up dinghy to cross the sea? Oh, okay. Anyone for a boat that has the inscription Titanic on the side? No? One, two, three. Okay. Four, excellent. Anyone for a yacht captained by Ellen MacArthur? I feel that's the most popular and probably the most sensible choice. Okay. Who would you trust, or which of these would you trust to help you when faced with a fire? You've got a fire, what would you trust? A, Fireman Sam. He's very good. B, a bucket full of water. Or C, a fire blanket. Ooh, tricky. Don't get all this, it depends what type of fire. Just a fire. Okay, so A, Fireman Sam. Yes. Good choice. B, a bucket full of water. That's equally okay, but not Fireman Sam, really. And C, a fire blanket. Good, okay. We've got an even spread there. Okay, who would you, or which would you trust to keep you safe in a storm? You're in a storm, it's very cold, you've got nowhere to go. Would you trust A polar bear? Cuddly. B, a cave that contains supplies of food and water. Or C, the President of the United States. I was told he was good. So A polar bear. Oh, no. Okay, B, a cave with supplies of food and water. Yes, good choice. Or the President of the United States. One, two, three, four. Five. Okay. Which of these would you trust if you had to climb a mountain to get to safety? Would you trust A piece of string? B, a new pair of climbing boots? Or C, a man called Bear Grylls? I understand he's quite good per mountain. Okay, A piece of string? One. B, a new pair of climbing boots. Yes, I think that's a good choice. Or C, a man called Bear Grylls. Yes, yes, okay. Okay, who would you trust to keep your money safe? Keep your money safe. A money box. B, a box underneath the bed. Or C, the governor of the Bank of England. Okay, A money box. A few, yes. B, a box underneath the bed. Sounds like a good choice to me. Or C, the governor of the Bank of England. Oh, we have some faith. Okay, which of these would you trust to get you across a hot desert? Would you trust a camel? Would you trust a quad bike? Or would you trust a travelling nomad? Who would trust a camel? No. Oh, yes. I think camels. They're a bit grumpy, but it'd be all right. Who would trust a quad bike? I like that one. Or a travelling nomad? By far the most sensible choice, I think. Okay, and finally, who would you trust, or which of these would you trust, to rescue you in times of danger? extreme danger. Okay, A, a survival guide. They're good. B, the coalition government. Or C, James Bond. Or shall we say, Daniel Craig. I don't know. Oh, pick your James Bond, whatever James Bond you like. Okay, A, a survival guide. A few. Okay, B, the coalition government. Oh, maybe one. Okay. Or C, James Bond of your choice. Excellent. I think that is by far the best choice of the lot. You see, at most times it seems okay to trust the experts, doesn't it? Ellen MacArthur to get you across the sea, Bear Grylls to get you up a mountain, Fireman Sam to rescue you from a fire. These people have skills. And so to trust them within the skills they have is brilliant. And most times it works okay. But the problem comes when these people make a mistake or they let us down or actually they can't solve the problem. Because after all, apart from Fireman Sam, they're only human. They're people who can make mistakes and can't solve everything. They're like you or I. Except they've learnt different skills. And some people today, therefore, don't trust other people because they let us down. And so sometimes, instead of trusting people, we might trust other things like technology or scientific findings or medicine or rituals or tradition, things that aren't a person, but they're things that help us, which is good because all these things we can put our trust in to do certain things for us and to help us. But the trouble is, there also comes a point when these things let us down as well. They can't do everything. They can't solve every problem. They can't make everything right. Because after all, they're just discovered or created by human beings, like you or I. And so maybe it's not really a surprise that when we look at the Bible, and we're called to trust. We're not called to trust in human beings, not for the big things anyway, although we can trust in them during our daily life. But overall, we're called to trust in God. The Bible says this, Psalm 146 says, "Don't put your life in the hands of experts who know nothing of life, of salvation life. Mere humans don't have what it takes. When they die, their projects die with them. Instead, get help from God. Put your hope in God and know real blessing. God made sky and soil, sea and all the fish in it. He always does what he says. He defends the wronged. He feeds the hungry. He releases prisoners. He gives sight to the blind. He lifts up the fallen. God loves people. He protects strangers. He takes the side of orphans and widows. God is in charge," says the Bible. God is in charge always. In fact, we're told that we should not only trust God, but we should trust him totally with the whole of our lives. And we're told this because God is not merely another human being who's created a few good things. He is the greatest being there has ever been and ever will be. The God we are called to trust is an amazing God, and he's also a faithful God in the whole of our lives. Lord, we thank you that you're an amazing God who we can trust with our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God who never lets us down, whatever we face and whatever we go through. We pray, Lord, for your strength in our lives as we live our daily lives, as we walk through the storms and as we walk into the sunlight. We pray, Lord, that we might know you close to us and we might know your strength. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Of course, It's all very well saying we should trust God, but it's not always that easy. It's not a simple thing to do. There's a story of a lady in the Bible called Hannah, and she couldn't have any children, and she was desperate for a son, and she asked God for a son, and God answered her prayers in giving her a son. But she promised God that when she received her son, she would offer him back to God. And so when Samuel, her son, was old enough to be fed by other people and looked after, she took him and she gave him to a priest called Eli and dedicated Samuel to God. She left him with God. That doesn't mean that we need to leave our most precious possessions literally with God and walk away, but it is an example of giving our lives, what is our life, to God and saying, take it and take care of it, and I promise to follow you, however hard it might be. That's something that Jessica and David have done with Naomi. Here is Naomi, our child. Thank you for her. We give you her life. And it's also something that Pat did with her life. She offered her life to God, that whatever happened, she faithfully followed him. And that's an example of giving our lives to God every day, so that when we look back, we can see that whatever we've been through, we have been faithful, and he has been faithful to us. God says this: which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, you parents, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? We can trust God because he loves us more than anyone else.